Welcome to Time with Faba, Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is June 4th, 2020, day 155. Today's topic, Diamond Opportunity. Sow with tears will reap with songs of joy. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Faba. Today's four passages are Psalm 126, verses 4 to 6, 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 21 to chapter 23, verse 23. Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 47. Proverbs 16, verses 19 to 20. Today's main passage, Psalm 126, verses 4 to 6. Restore our fortunes, Lord, like streams in the Negev. Those who sow with tears will reap with songs of joy. Those who go out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with them. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. The topic I received today from Jesus is Diamond Opportunity. Sow with tears will reap with songs of joy. Yesterday's topic was Diamond Opportunity. Captives return home. The Lord has done great things for us. And today is the second part. The great things the Lord has done for us is because of our obedience to grasp this diamond opportunity to bring people to Christ. Even though we sow with tears, with all kinds of hardship we have been experiencing, we will surely reap with songs of joy. Harvest. Yes, this is God's promise. Sow with tears, reap for joy means a lot for me because Archbishop Young, the retired primate and Archbishop of the Anglican province of Southeast Asia and also Bishop of Sabah and also my spiritual father, he gave each Anglican mission bishop a white stole with the Chinese words of sow with tears, reap for joy during our consecration. For the past 11 years of being a bishop, every time when I wear this white stole, I think of the inspiration Archbishop Young gives through this stole. What we need to do is to sow with tears and we will surely reap with songs of joy and to experience the joy of harvest. This is the inspiration I receive. When I had my diamond opportunity to witness my elder son Ignatius being ordained as a deacon by the primate and archbishop of the Anglican province of Congo, Archbishop Masimango, on February 4th, 2016, and then ordained as a priest by the primate and archbishop of the Anglican province of Rwanda, Archbishop Emmanuel Collini, on September 2016. And both Archbishop Young and me wearing that sow with tears, reap for joy stole, that is surely a time of harvest. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to be willing to sow with tears, trusting that we will receive your promise of reaping with songs of joy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how can you grasp this diamond opportunity to sow with tears, trusting that you will receive God's promise of reaping with songs of joy? Number two, what is your next step to make that happen? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.